Last week on This Is Gonna Hurt.
We've come to secure this prison.
I have strict orders.
We know.
The statue begins to glow. He begins to shine so bright that unless you tell me otherwise, you have to close your eyes. You take 6 radiant damage as your corneas begin to burn.
Windar. He stays there. He reaches into a bag he's never reached into before.
What?
Something interesting.
New purse.
So he pulls out this funny looking bag.
It's a new car.
And he's like, well, see what happens. He pulls out a yarn ball from this tricky looking bag. And he throws it. And then everybody sees a giant rat form.
Woo! Giant rat!
I have a great bag of tricks I've been neglecting to use for a long time. And I now have... I threw this ball 20 feet from me, so I'm going to throw it near...
Against the back wall?
No. Well, yeah. Near the back wall.
It's a giant rat?
It's a giant rat.
Okay. It's a small beast.
Yes. Can you describe... I guess the surrounding area where the lava is. Like,
Can I ask you a question first?
Yes.
Is this the first time you've used the monster from the bag of tricks?
Yes.
Cool. So, it doesn't look like a rat.
Okay.
It looks like a rat made out of yarn.
Right. Like Yoshi's Woolly World.
Like Yoshi's Woolly World. I've been waiting so long.
I'm so sorry.
I took so long. Because I was so happy with that thought.
That's so cool.
So, it's a yarn rat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
Yarn rat.
Wow. He's cute.
Ah.
Little scabby.
Boo-boo.
I think there's only 4 of us. We've managed to put 7 minis on our side of the field.
Yep.
Where's my rope?
So
where's my rope? My rope mini.
Are there any ledges or anything along the wall?
Just a piece of string.
No.
Just a piece of hair. Just pluck it out.
Sure.
Sorry, dude. Oh.
Yeah, why not?
All right.
Small enough for a small creature. That's it.
I'm actually pretty worried you guys are going to die, so. So, are you going to do anything else?
Nope.
Okay.
Just going to stand there.
Trevor?
Help action.
Cool. First thing he's going to do, he's going to see.
Please, please, please.
Oh, my goodness gracious. He is going to lift his arms and basically just, like, point his cannons in your faces.
Okay.
Because you're, like, to his left and right, and there's an insignificance in front of him.
Whoa. Yeah.
This is Brimley.
That's okay.
He barely registers you're there. And out of his left arm, his chest, and his right arm, he's going to come fire.
Okay, so...
Un, deux, trois.
Oh, so... Oh, so all 3 of us are going to get hit. You're going to get hit, too.
I'm going to try.
Okay.
Are you rolling 3 separate attacks or 1?
Okay. He's going to try. My mirror.
Windar, that's an 18.
Meets.
Any goofy powers you give him?
He's just outside of my range, actually.
Brimley.
That's okay.
Oh, that's not good. I assume he missed.
Well, what is it?
Oh.
I'm going to change it to one of my doubles.
Gotcha.
Is it 1 attack or 2 attack for the...
Well, roll to see if it's one of your doubles or not.
Okay.
It's going to miss the double, but I'm just curious for the sake of the narrative.
That's a 9? Yeah, so I move it to one of my doubles.
Cool. Jet of fire just shoots past one of the Brimleys that's around. I forgot there were 4 of you.
Yeah.
And then for you, that was a 26.
Okay. 26.
Just barely.
Windar says, as the fire's coming out at me, he says, "That probably wouldn't even hurt." Cutting words, minus 2 to the damage roll.
Interesting.
Forgot I can do that.
Forgot the number I rolled. 14, so you take 12 damage.
Okay.
Fire damage.
Okay.
18 against Korath.
Okay. Reduces to 9.
Cool. Cool, cool.
Cool, 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 cool.
So you get permanent resistance to
magic
spells.
Spell damage.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet.
Seems dumb.
I can't kill you. That's stupid.
No, it does. It seems dumb. That's like an epic boon. Hey, that's his turn, though. So it is Brimley's turn.
So... I get advantage because of the help action, because I'm the next person to attack, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, you get advantage. You would get advantage anyway, because we're surrounding him.
So, he's going to open his eyes, and then put the orb right back against the leg that he attack the first time.
Cool.
Is the leg still in the shadow because he turned? Or
no, it's
like,
moved a little bit.
So I can like see it. Yeah. It's kind of like in and out. All right. Do I notice that it's kind of like melty?
In fact, I'm gonna roll to see if enough of him is exposed that it's bright enough that you'd have to close your eyes.
Okay.
At this point, his torso is out.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna say enough of him is out.
All right, I'm still gonna open my eyes. Take some damage.
11.
Damn.
Ooh.
Okay, so when I look at him, though, do I notice that the leg is, like, not in great shape? Is it too bright that I can't tell?
So you... Oh, yeah, now it's too bright. Couldn't tell.
So I'm still gonna put the orb towards that same leg. And this time I'm going to cast Chromatic Orb as a 4th level spell as a thunder attack.
So you're going to roll one die.
Because it canceled out.
Because it cancels out with the disadvantage.
Okay, cool. So I'm going to do it as a 4th level spell.
Wait, didn't you open his eyes?
Yeah. Oh, right. So you would roll with advantage.
Cool.
You good. Good job, Jeremy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so I'm going to do thunder attack against that leg. I'm hoping that with... Like, if it's a weakened leg, the thunder attack will compound it and kind of blast him backwards off the leg and
it's a great
do
hope.
Some stuff. So, here
That's
we go.
That's a good hope.
Here's the advantage die.
Let's see what happens.
It's a 7, so that comes out to a 15. That's a 17, so that comes out to a 25.
To hit?
That's a bang.
That'll hit.
I'm going to use my Destructive Wrath because I did thunder damage. It's going to maximize my thunder damage.
Do it.
So that's going to be whatever 4 times 8 is.
32
thunder damage.
Thundaga.
Thundar.
Cool.
And then does he lose his balance? Does he go back? Does the leg weaken underneath him?
So you see the vague shape of like the super bright.
Right.
You see like the leg like move back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But he's still standing.
Okay. Cool. Close my eyes.
Cool. It's Korat's turn.
It is? Oh yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's too bright to look?
Yeah.
Or actually no, I'm gonna look.
Okay.
I'm gonna look.
Mean mugging.
Yeah.
3 damage.
3 damage. Yeah,
When Brimley like thunderlegged the dude, did the gems flash?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
But no one can see that. Except maybe Brimley, I guess.
Eyes
are
open,
yeah.
My eyes have been open this whole time because I'm still looking at this boy.
With eyes wide open. Wow. You'd probably take a D12 for every turn that went by.
Korath. Yeah,
probably.
Korath is going to shift underneath the ground. Move to here, pop out of the ground, and then using his flying boots is going to
open his eyes while he's under there, just to like
just see what's going on.
Blink a bit.
he moves forward and then he gets to the gem over
activating
here.
Your flying boots.
It doesn't say to do anything.
Cool.
Yeah, it doesn't say I have to click or anything.
Just click those heal 3 times.
I forgot I had boots of speed.
So you fly and do what?
I am flying and I'm flying like kind of like my, it's the gem is kind of like at my waist level, so I'm not really like. I'm a couple feet above the lava.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to swing at the gem with my hammer.
Where'd you go?
Oh, that's like that song.
Turn.
Swing.
From the tables.
Oh,
yeah.
Benny Goodman. Heart. Jesus, people, get it together.
I'm thinking turn, bro.
Okay, so attack number 1.
Do it.
I'm not going to get advantage on this because it's a gem.
Actually, roll. You're open your eyes?
Yeah.
Oh, you took 3 damage.
Took the 3 damage.
Okay.
So I am going to attack it using that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Great weapon master. So -5.
Cool.
Oh my goodness, crit!
So much damage.
Okay.
The hell out of that thing.
So
I guess it has to hit, right?
A crit on a gem?
No, but I'm saying how do you factor in the greater weapon damage?
Oh yeah, it has to hit.
It's a 20.
And because of greater weapon damage now, on a crit, I get an additional attack.
Nice.
That's 4 attacks this turn.
Do it.
That's gross.
So. Woo!
Damn.
Okay, so. 11.
Ooh, we rolling ones, making 2s, and making 4s.
Nice.
11. 17.
Mommy, how do total? Fours get me?
No.
That was extra.
That was the double, and then 17 on top of that as well.
Why?
Because Great Weapon Master, I do...
Okay, give me the number total then, because you're saying a lot of numbers.
Okay, sorry. So it was 11, 17, and then 17 34. Again because of my other modifiers.
34
points of damage on that first hit. Okay. Attack number two. Oh. Attack number two.
Oh, so much damage.
Another crit!
Oh my gosh!
Oh, no. Wow. This is disgusting.
I don't... The thing for the feet does not... Like, I can't just keep... attacking.
Can you do greater weapon on every attack you make in a turn?
I did it on that one too.
I know, I'm saying, does it say when you make an attack?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
So yeah, that was greater weapon again.
That was gross.
So that one is I'm so bad at math. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. 10.
Rerolling ones into sixes, and it's a four. It's all right.
Okay, so 10, 17 again, plus my 17 from the greater weapons.
Another 34.
Yeah, another 34.
So that gem
and now
is
attack
powder.
Number three.
One in.
It's still there, by the way.
Yeah.
17. No, sorry. That's 18 to hit.
That'll hit.
Okay.
Did you do greater weapons master?
No, I didn't. I didn't do it on that one.
Whoa.
I wasn't going to try my luck.
Making twos into ones.
Yeah, that happens.
So how much is that?
So that is 13 points of damage, and then the fourth and final attack.
Jesus H. Macy.
20 again! Oh, no way! Gosh. No way!
No, but this wasn't in a row, but it's still 320s.
But it's still really cool. 320s in one turn.
All right, in that's one craziness. Turn.
You rolled 220s so far, and I was like, damn, Jeremy's rolling great tonight.
I rolled one. So one, two, three, none.
So.
Sorry.
Dang.
Okay, 10 again for the first weapon roll. Now for the second weapon roll because of the crit.
Oh, turning ones into twos. Get out of here.
Okay, 18, and then the seven. Oh wait, no, and then just seven on top of that because I didn't do
25.
What an honest boy.
I just did.
I like to think the way this looks is kind of like the super hammer in Super Smash Bros. Just Prelude is like hits it, boom, 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 boom,
and I'm kind of floating in the air too, so my legs. Are
and
just
so
going.
On that fourth hit, it shatters into red dust.
And nice. I move back after.
And you hear a, and you see the two other gems in the room become. Noticeably brighter.
Okay.
That's so funny.
That was, oh my god, my heart is racing.
That was awesome.
Lorth.
All right, well.
You gonna follow that up?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
I shoot an arrow.
I'm gonna put my bow around my back.
Okay.
And I'm take out my other short sword.
Ba-boo.
So now I'm dual wielding short swords.
Cool. All
right. Now I am going to unleash my short sword wrath upon this little gem.
Do it.
With slashes of yeah, basically
a fury.
If I had a dueling rapiers, I'd probably do that. But I'm not doing that.
Okay.
20.
Short swords are still supposed to be stabbing weapons.
Yeah, okay, they are. So they're not slashing.
That's a one. Following that crit up as with a one.
As in a crit fail?
As in a crit fail, yeah.
Ooh.
Oh man.
It's unfortunate.
I'm gonna roll which sword is this?
It's my
this is a mundane
left.
Sword or a
is a plus one.
Okay.
Ooh.
I'm gonna roll this die.
Okay.
As you're thrusting forward.
Uh oh.
You know what? I'm gonna be honest.
Oh, I mean, she was gonna
be
lie.
Be honest with me, man.
If it's a seven or lower,
12.
You're good.
Cool. Okay.
You maintain grip on your short sword.
Awesome.
Keep going.
All right,
invest
keep going.
In loop tassels.
I tell my rope to coil around my arms.
Okay. That's cool.
Anyway, so I.
Goes like. Around you.
That'd be
coils
sweet.
All the way around behind the shoulder.
That'd be really cool, actually.
I'm going to use my extra attack
like Baraka from
to
Mortal
swing
Kombat.
At it again. And that is a 14.
Critical miss.
Yeah, and I'm going to use my bonus action to
it's floating
and attack small. It again. Yeah, it's awful. Yeah. And that's going to be a 21.
That'll hit.
Awesome.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, that's buddy.
A little bit better.
Lame.
And that's 8 points of damage.
Cool, cool. It's Windar's turn.
Okay. Windar closes his eyes and yells to the rat, "Scurry up the wall and then jump, grab the gem, and fall into the lava with it."
Oh my god, so you bring this thing to life and you're just immediately going to throw it into the lava.
It's Yarn. I'm going to call that rat Mr. Meeseeks because he's going to fulfill his purpose and then die. Existence is weird.
It's true.
All right, so the rat is going to... that's what I want the rat
I gotta
to
give
do.
You this. That's just ridiculous okay. and awesome.
The rat...
So I gave Crit my black chip.
So the black chip's going to go to the rat.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so the rat does so. It attempts to...
Scurry up the wall to a ledge... Run across the ledge and then just like...
And body slam.
Yeah, just dive, tackle that gem and go...
Eradicate, use body slam.
Cool.
And then like the momentum, so, push the gem into the lava.
The,
is your rat top percentage?
I don't know.
This is going to be really frustrating for you, Steve. And Craig. The rat runs up and scurries over and then attempts to jump from the wall to the gem... But because of the blinding light, it fails its skill check.
Okay.
And falls into the lava.
Like automatically?
And burns.
It's worth a try.
It was a very good idea. But doesn't work.
Not this time. He didn't have anything to roll on with the chip then.
Yeah, it's gone.
What?
It's gone. That was for that skill check, which you used.
Wait. But he didn't wait.
But he didn't roll anything.
He didn't roll anything.
Okay.
Did you roll something?
We can roll it.
Okay.
Okay.
It's going to fail regardless of what the roll is.
What if I crit?
All right. I'll let you roll 2d20s. If you crit, this is gonna be super anticlimactic. This is reverse. We don't want this. If you roll you roll one crit, it'll.
That's half a crit.
Half a crit.
All right. And roll. One
if
more
you
time.
Roll a 20. Or a 10.
Well, the 10.
We'll call it the other half.
So if you roll another 10. All right. Yeah.
Class of 2010. 14. Doesn't make it.
So the rat.
All right.
So where's Yarn
I feel
rat
better about it now, though.
Yeah, jumps. Like, just like. literally jumps like hits it and then slides straight down.
Oh, it hits the gem.
Yeah, it does. It hits the gem.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It slides. That's pretty good. Plops into the lava and whoop. You just hear it go. Ugh. Wait, what's the sound?
What?
The Yoshi sound.
Oh no, I forgot.
Literally, as it's going into the lava, you just hear.
Oh no,
poor little guy.
That's sad.
Try again later.
I feel good about the fact that he got over there, though.
Yeah.
You know?
So it's still your turn. That was just your bonus
wow,
action.
That was a good try.
That was a bonus action.
Okay. Good on you.
I don't even know what happened. I just hear that noise.
He tried. So for my actual action, I'm going to take my sword and try and shove it into its face.
Okay.
And
do it.
Yeah.
Are your eyes open?
My eyes are closed, and I'm right in front of it.
Okay, so, but since we have him surrounded.
So roll one die.
One die.
Okay.
So you don't have to roll with disadvantage.
16 roll plus 9, 25.
That'll hit.
Sweet. That's 1d8. Oh, again! 2 plus 5, 7. Is it Treya saying anything to me? I'm listening for him.
So this is the second time you've hit with Atreus.
Yes.
Right? This is as good a time as any. So your sword hits him, right? And it glances up.
You haven't been raging at all?
As it does.
No, I can't for the illusion.
Yeah. As it do. And you hear a voice from Atreus. And it says, "Oi! You idiot!
What?
I'm not making contact!
I'm not.
No!
Why?
Stop swinging your damn sword!
How are you not making contact?
I can't touch him!
What do you mean?
Exactly what it sounds like, you idiot!
He's under that. He's under
he's
this.
He doesn't count as a magic weapon?
What?
He doesn't count as a magic weapon?
He does.
Oh, he does? Oh, wow. He's
invulnerable to slashing.
Are you hitting it?
Maybe.
Whatever.
My metal, not hitting his metal.
You mean, fine. I'll take your word for it. I have an idea anyway.
I think I'll go for the gym. Nope.
Oh, no. Like, I got it. I got this.
Okay. Now what?
That was, yeah, we had that brief exchange.
This is the damage you guys have done so far.
Good.
Nice.
It's impressive.
I wrote squiggles.
I'm glad I moved over to a gem.
Yeah, listeners.
That seemed much more useful. Let's do it. Let's do it.
I'm gonna just stand there just to focus fire.
I'm like that. I'm glad you brought up Atreus because I'm like, you know what's gonna happen? They're gonna use up every one of their spells on this thing. Do no damage to it.
Tomorrow's just doing 1 arrow at a time. Yeah.
And then you're going to run out, and I'm going to start shooting. I'm finally going to hit you guys for once, and you guys aren't going to have any way to fight back. It's only a good thing you brought that up. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Go.
Oh,
I haven't been attacking since the beginning.
For the conch shell, right. That would be an action, right? To consult it?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so.
You can consult the construct? Wait, what?
Well, it would count as an action.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Constructs, am I right?
Constructs, am I right?
Conch shells, am I right?
So yes. It is Trevor's turn if he wishes to do.
You're right.
Trevor is going to. Can Trevor stand there?
Sure.
Okay. So. Oh wait, no. There's not enough room between the wall for a horse. Trevor is going to. That one's done.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor's just going to keep doing help action.
Cool.
Yep.
So, within the little open flap through which fire has come out of his chest, you see like a little ball of yellow, like a little yellow sun begins to just grow, and you hear like a sound. And basically, this like flash, this like. It basically grows really fast and becomes like a full-size sun, and he's going to hit everybody within 15 feet of him.
Ooh. So is this a dex saving throw?
Which is everybody except Lorthmar.
Yes.
And it is a... Yeah, it is a dex saving throw.
Okay. You guys that are in 10 feet of me, so I think that's Windar and Brim. You guys get... Plus 3 to that.
Yeah.
17. Dex save.
You're good.
I'm good. So half damage.
Half damage.
And then half damage. Resistance.
Crit! You're good.
And I'm right in front of it.
I'm going to say that the pulse beams out, right? You guys kind of like move to avoid the flamiest parts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you see your Windar and Korth are still going to take some damage. The three duplicates of Brimbley vanish as the heat hits them.
So this was a cone? What was this? A cone?
It's a sphere.
It's a sphere. Okay. Or so Trevor
needs to roll too.
Okay. It's a 5. Oh, Bonzi has to roll too.
You're gonna take full damage.
Bonzi rolled a 10.
Trevor, what's your
He's gonna
dex die.
Take full damage. So
And Trevor is an 18.
Saves,
so.
So Brimley is gonna take 27 radiant damage.
Jeez.
Bonzi is just
oh, I can do a thunderous rebuke. Rebuke.
Thunderous rebuke.
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 Rebuke. It's not on physical attack.
When a creature within 5 feet attacks me, I can thunderously rebuke. Oh, it does say when I can see it. Never mind. My eyes are closed.
Cool. All
right.
Bonzi is vaporized.
Yeah.
And so.
By octopus.
Brimley takes 27 points of damage. Windar takes half of that.
And then since
Korath takes a quarter of that.
Well, and then also Windar does too because he's within 10 feet of me.
Cool. Wait, he crit? Yeah. He doesn't take half. Oh, that's crazy. I thought if you crit a save, is that not a demanding thing? I don't know.
I
don't know.
I take an eighth damage.
I take 1/8.
Wait,
of
so
a point of damage.
We would be taking 7 points of damage anyway.
It'd
be 7.
I don't know.
Yeah, take 7. For right 7. Now, I'm going to say no.
Okay, that's fair.
Take 7 points of damage, Korath and Windar.
And then Trevor takes 13, so.
Cool. And then he is going to fire some fire from his chest at Wind R.
Cool.
Do it. 25.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Windar Cathesis.
9 points of damage.
Okay.
Half?
Is it a spell?
It's a spell.
It's a spell. Cool. Yeah.
Effectively.
So that's 4.
Yeah. I'm cool. I'm a good friend to be around.
It is Brimley's turn.
All right.
How many hit points does Brimley have, by the way?
3.
Cool.
No, sorry, 4.
Oh. All right,
so
that's good. That's fine.
I have a question.
So,
if Brimley walks over to Lorthamar and then, as he's getting there, tells Lorthamar to aim his orb, can he use his reaction to like point my orb at the gem?
Hmm. Lorthamar?
Yeah, Lorthamar. Like if I go over there and I say Lorthamar.
No.
He can't use his reaction to do that?
Wait, what?
If I stick my arm out and I have my orb in my hand,
yeah.
I tell him to just move my arm like towards the gem, like aiming it at the gem.
Oh,
but his eyes are closed too.
Oh, his eyes are closed too, right?
Damn. No, Lothmar's facing the gem.
Yeah, but his eyes are still closed.
The whole orb's shiny.
I was thinking his eyes are open. I have this problem where I can't open my eyes or I'll die.
It's okay. You can
heal yourself.
You can roll with disadvantage.
No.
I can't deal with reality. I have this thing where if I open my eyes, I die. I love it. Oh my god, that's a bumper sticker if I ever saw.
Can I give a chip for that?
What?
For I can't open my eyes or else I'll die.
Sure.
Oh, I do have cure wounds.
That's so funny.
Okay.
Your next D. Wait, so he has to use it this turn?
No, it's
now.
Next D20.
So next D20 roll. Okay.
There, I want to do cure wounds real quick as a second level spell. 8 plus 1. So it's 9 plus 2. Alright, cool. I guess that's my turn.
Cool. It's Korath's turn.
Okay. Setting. Korath is... Oh, wait, you get that back. Korath is going to attack 3 times. All three are going to be great weapon master.
On what?
Into the ground, like he kind of just like molds into the obsidian, and then he pretty much glides over runs underneath the ground,
mm-hmm.
and pops up flying just above the lava again.
He can't reach from there. He can't be there.
He's gonna fly over the lava.
He's flying
over
the lava.
Oh right, he can fly.
Boots, man.
Master of earth and sky.
Yeah.
That's insane.
He gave them to me.
I'm going to destroy them at some point.
I know you are. I'm going to use them while I can.
Live them up.
Are your eyes closed, or?
I think it'd be better if you just like, found someone who they actually belong to.
Oh, these are yours?
Sell those. I paid for them, man.
You should sell them on eBay. Atroon Bay.
Okay. So.
Ooh. At the Bay of Atroon?
Yeah.
The eBay. Yeah, eBay Live.
29 to hit.
Hits!
Okay, attack number 2.
Deals some
punishment. Underground shoe market.
22 to hit.
No hit.
Yeah, 22 to hit. The other one wouldn't hit. And then attack number 3.
Come on.
So that's a 16.
You said greater weapon focus on all of them?
Yeah. Oh.
Did you factor that in?
No. Wait, so.
17. You had 22, so it'd be a 17.
17. And then
it'll hit.
Okay, and then this one's gonna miss then, because this one's gonna be 18 minus 5.
13. Miss.
Yeah, miss. Okay, that's fine.
Is it though? Is it fine?
I mean, no, it's not.
It's not fine. It's not okay.
9 plus 16. First one. Second one is 17.
Is guy.
Oh wait, no. And then 20 on top of that because the ones that hit were great weapons master.
Cool.
So 16. So
16 plus 17.
Yeah.
Plus 20.
Yeah. Plus cool. 20. Yeah.
Got it.
53
points of damage. 2
what?
Hits.
What?
And I did no magic on that. Yeah. That was no magic.
Boom, 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 boom.
It's all feet, man.
That's gross.
And then move back so I'm not standing right above the lava.
Cool. Lorth.
Do it up.
So I'm going to try to dual wield the stone down again. We'll see how it goes. And whoop-ha! That's a 28.
That'll hit.
That's 9 points of damage. I'm going to cash in this green token.
Do it.
For advantage, right? Awesome.
Nice.
Okay, 25.
That'll hit.
And that's 14 points of damage. I'm going to use my bonus attack for 27.
That'll hit.
And that's 11 points of damage.
Crystal breaks.
Nice.
Nice.
Your sword hits it. And it shatters. And it... And now, Korath, you're staring at this really... Well, you're not, because your eyes are closed. But it's really bright. On the other side of the eyeballs.
So oh, I should have taken damage, because I would have opened my eyes to do that.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
So
I wasn't rolling with disadvantage.
Eight
radiant.
Okay.
This one gem... by itself is now as bright as all four gems were together when we got into the room, right?
Correct.
Okay, cool.
As blinding.
It's real bright.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay.
Winder.
Are those pedestals?
No.
No.
That's the gem floating over lava.
Hanging over lava.
The only reason I've been able to melee these ones is because I can...
You can fly.
I can fly.
There are... there are ledges on the wall, I assume, because the rat was able to climb.
Yes.
How far are they? Like, how much do they jut out?
6 inches.
Okay. Don't try to jump over the lava, man.
No, man, I got this. Don't.
I got this.
That's not a good
don't song.
Do you realize how much damage lava submersion is?
I know what I'm doing.
Korath, hold my beer.
So Windar clicks.
Wait, what?
Windar clicks his boots of speed together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God! Now no. Hear me out on this.
No.
Here, I'm hearing you.
He turns around and yells, "Korath, brace yourself!" As a warning, he runs up. He turns around.
He opens his eyes.
Doesn't care. He has disadvantage against me for attacks of opportunity.
3 points of damage.
Okay. So, this is my move action. Whoops.
That's wait, he has a disadvantage on you, attacks of opportunity?
Yes.
Okay.
So because of your boots of speed.
That's right.
14.
Yeah, nah, get out of here. So, chump. So
get your stuff out of here.
So Windar turns around, makes a beeline for Korath. His move action is to jump off of Korath's back.
Isn't Korath floating?
No, I
you've landed.
I'm back.
He wants to jump off of Korath's back. His actual action is to cast Featherfall, and he's going to slowly descend onto the ledge, so he can have a better vantage point to hit the crystal, because
okay.
He can't
do
anything.
I don't want you to die.
Okay.
He lived a good life.
So you jump, and then as you're falling, you slow-mo, so you can sort of like.
Get on the corner.
Pat yourself on the corner on 6 inches, each foot on 6 inches in the corner.
Pretty much, it's going to be like
you can do this. Even with Featherfall, I need an acrobatics check.
That's fair.
Good thing your eyes are open, because you'd fail otherwise.
Do I get advantage?
Just like the rat.
Do I get advantage because I'm going slower?
Sure.
Cool. Thank you. All right, so acrobatics. 11 for the first one. Woo! It's much better. 15. That's much better than an 11.
And Windar is gone. This was a good run. We'll take our stuff and leave.
Here's what happens.
The risky lizard.
I'm ready.
Here's what happens.
Yep.
The risky lizard.
You.
Dang lizard.
The ledge. Your feet catch the ledge, and you just miss it.
Oop.
But your arms catch the ledge. But your feet hit the lava.
My boots.
Two things are going to happen. One, your boots of haste or whatever they're called,
boots of speed,
are destroyed.
Fair enough.
And two, you're going to take a buttload of damage.
Wait, I have a question. Can I use a reaction to cast web and just pin him against the wall before he hits the lava?
No.
All right, it's worth a shot.
How much is a buttload?
Too much.
Oh, crap.
That's been 5, 6.
Oh, man.
6 dice rolls.
Wow.
7.
So you're not that much.
I'm going to, like, incinerate.
38 points of damage.
Oh, I'm alive.
Of fire damage.
I'm alive.
That was 8d8. Apparently lava does 8d8 damage. I made that number on the spot.
Dude.
Makes sense.
That was so stupid. he just invented those ledges for a rat to go on.
I know. I'm gonna milk the ledge.
So that was your action. You can't do anything.
You're gonna milk a ledge.
Maybe take a bonus.
You're like over right here.
I'd really like you to destroy it because that'd be cute.
I used my bonus action already.
I know.
I'm up, right?
Oh. No, I'm up.
Dude.
Oh, no. Trevor's up.
Trevor's up.
Trevor is gonna
get his attention, man.
Trevor's gonna hoof attack it.
Hoove.
It can't die, so that's good.
Give him the hooves.
Yeah. Okay, so it is going to be.
How much did you heal?
What?
How much did you heal?
I'm up to 15 points, but if you do, I'm not talking about like the negative, like all the way down. I have the pair of the wound closure, so I'm not worried.
Oh, I see.
17 to hit.
That hits.
Okay.
Give him the hooves.
You're attacking what? The crystal?
Yeah.
No, I'm attacking.
Oh, with Trevor.
Trevor's attacking that.
Cool.
Oh, so that is, No. Sorry. That's, 9. 9 points of, 9 points of damage.
His hooves break.
His hooves break.
Got it. Hooves hit. And
I wanted it in the most annoying sense he could. He wants this thing to.
Gotcha. Got it. So it's his turn. Let's first see.
Ooh, blah, dee. Ooh, blah, da.
Which one are you in, Brimley? You're in that one. Okay.
Aww.
You're 5, 10.
Okay, you're good.
Here we go.
His beams don't recharge.
Aw.
No.
So sad.
I thought he was going to, like, go through executioner style. Like,
well, there's only one target in front of him.
Now there's two.
Yeah, he's just a horse, though.
He's just a horse.
I'm just a little thing. You called him
he's
insignificant
a special
before.
Horse.
No, you might actually, like, kill me for real.
I know.
Okay.
Yo, Brimley and Windar
are
going
down. This is the first attack.
You're within 10 feet of me, so damage is halved for these
okay.
spells.
That's cool.
17.
17 to hit? No!
Woo!
Shield, buddy.
I'm a shield wizard.
Window screams.
29.
Oh, no,
yeah.
I'm
a shield.
I'm a shield wizard. Fred!
I'm a shield with a wizard.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
We're dying.
This is the not crit.
Enough. Uh-oh.
Wait, how much?
Oh, wait.
What?
I was going to replace it with a portent, but it's too late now.
Yeah, it is. How much distance is between your current HP and total death?
All right, so I'm at 15 right now. My max HP is 48.
So
48 plus 15, 63.
You got to go 63 into the negative.
Cool.
Right.
So he needs to do more than double of that because the damage is going to be half because you're within 10 feet of me.
63.
Oh, I'm not worried then. I mean, you're going to drop, but you're not going to die.
I got to parry up the wound closure. I can't die. You can't kill me!
Yes, you can! That's 20 points of damage.
I'm down!
Woo!
So
you take 10.
Oh, wait, 10. I'm not down! Woo!
This is the crit.
So now I'm down to 5. Here comes the sun. Oh, wait. No, okay. I can't replace one of your damage rolls, right?
With a
26.
D20. When?
So 13.
Alright, now I'm down.
So you're down, but you're not dead.
Down for the count.
I imagine my aura is just like I have like this kind of subtle glow around me, but whenever like and one of my allies within range, like bits of my like that like aura just like shoot off and like kind of surround them and like absorb some of the blow.
I'd hate to say this, but I'm super interested. You had said that every time somebody goes down in a boss fight, something happens.
Oh yeah.
I did indeed.
Hi guys, it's Brimley. Thank you for listening. While you're waiting for the next episode, you can, you know, talk to us. We got Facebook, we got Instagram, we got Twitter. Our username is GonnaHurtD&D, so that's cool. And then if you really want to email us, you can email us at thisisgonnahurtinfo@gmail.com. And then We got a newfangled website. This is gonna hurt D&D.com.